Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
A bit of a surprise for Portugal today, held to a 1-1 draw after João Neves pops up with a brilliant goal for DR Congo, who are playing at their first World Cup in 52 years. England, meanwhile, had plenty to celebrate. A double from Harry Kane, with Jude Bellingham and Marcus Rashford also on the score sheet in a 4-2 win over Croatia. And in one of the late dramas of the day, Caleb Yerenki fires home a stunning stoppage time winner to give Ghana a 1-0 victory over Panama. This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you stories from on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy. Now, to start off, some of us are probably still on a high from yesterday.
Messi flying forward. Lionel Messi!
We saw 38-year-old going 39 Messi steal the show with his outstanding, historic hat-trick for Argentina.
For France, under 17s.
Getting France's Mbappe producing one of the most memorable days in the World Cup history for Les Bleus with 2 goals. And, of course, we also had Haaland with an electric double as well for Norway's win against Iran.
It's a little short. It's far too short, especially when Haaland is lurking. And he won't get an easier World Cup goal early.
Now let's take a deeper dive into what happened on the pitch today. DR Congo celebrated their first World Cup goal after 52 long years in style. And although favourites like West Ham defender Wan-Bissaka had missed opportunities on the pitch today, Yoane Wissa equalised in first half injury time. And now after the match, his teammate Joris Kayembe reflected on just how much that moment meant, especially for fans both in the stadium and back home. He said it hasn't been easy, particularly with the Ebola outbreak affecting the country.
The supporter that was there behind the bench also, it was the family and yes, our supporters. But we know after 52 years to be here in the World Cup and to draw against Portugal is a good start. And now we are thinking also in our country, in Congo, I think there will be a good night today.
But a celebration not just for teammates, but also for the fans. And if you were watching the game, you would have seen some Portugal players wearing wristbands, which was a gift from Prime Minister Luis Montenegro in honour of their late teammate and Liverpool player Diogo Jota, who was killed with his brother in a car crash last year. And for Cristiano Ronaldo, this tournament marks his 6th and final World Cup. But in a performance which, for him, was a bit ineffective, he failed to score and he missed a few chances he had late in the game. Portugal head coach Roberto Martinez defended his performance.
I think obviously in a game like today that we were finding it difficult to get into the box. Congo had a back five, at a time it was even a back six. They accumulated a lot of players. I think you can use the qualities of Cristiano Ronaldo. It makes no sense to get the best goal scorer in world football out in a game that you need goals. I think what we needed is to add Gonçalo Ramos without making it in a way that it would become even more a difficult line.
Meanwhile, England had a big night. And as usual, Harry Kane was right at the centre of it. The 32-year-old Bayern Munich striker, playing at his 3rd World Cup, scored 2 of England's winning goals. Now, England's opener against Croatia saw them win by 4-2 in Dallas, with Marcus Rashford and Jude Bellingham scoring the other 2 goals. Now, this puts Harry Kane on par with one of football's legends, and who's also a personal icon to myself and many who follow the English Premier League closely, Gary Lineker, where he scored 10 goals for England at the World Cup.
Yeah, obviously, great milestone to reach, to get 10 goals in a World Cup. Obviously, Gary himself had some amazing tournaments, so to be on that number now is obviously really pleasing. To reach double figures in this amazing tournament is very special. And yeah, look, it's the first game. I'm feeling good. I said before the game, physically, mentally, the goals I've scored this year is at the highest level I've ever had in my career. I feel at the the peak of my powers at the right time. Of course, there's a long way to go, a lot of tough games ahead. But for me personally, it's just, I enjoy being out there. I enjoy being on the pitch when I'm feeling in this form. So, recover now and obviously just look forward to the next game.
Now, the England captain, hoping to become the first player to win two Golden Boots, has had a record-breaking season in Germany. Kane holds the European Golden Boot for 2025 and 26, beating Erling Haaland and Kylian Mbappe. Although it's worth noting, Manchester City striker Haaland did win the Premier League Golden Boot for the third time in four seasons. And now, just to break this down, I spoke to Alex Thomas, who's a news and sports presenter for Sky News Australia and Fox Sports News. He spent more than three decades in sports broadcasting, working with major organisations like the BBC, ITN, Sky UK, CNN and Al Jazeera. And now, in a few weeks' time, he will be off to North America for the World Cup, where he will cover the semi-finals and the final. It will be his fifth time in the last six World Cups that he's been on the ground. And here's what he told me.
It's a huge result for England. Obviously, a great performance by Harry Kane as one of their senior players and also someone that's just an out-and-out goal scorer. And England's big narrative is, of course, the country where football was born and yet the one that most other nations want to see lose because of a perceived arrogance, the Three Lions culture, the fans, the it's coming home nonsense and all of those things. And as everybody knows, including England fans, they've had decades of disappointment despite having very talented footballers because the game in England is so strong. 1966, still the one and only men's World Cup title for England.
And he says they have come a bit closer in recent tournaments.
But famously, their so-called golden generation of around 20 years ago, the generation had David Beckham, Paul Scholes, Frank Lampard, Steven Gerrard, Michael Owen, Wayne Rooney, Rio Ferdinand, John Terry and others. And Ashley Cole never brought home a major title. And the current England generation that maybe aren't quite as famous, certainly amongst older England fans, are trying to do something that hasn't been done since the 1960s.
And he also had plenty of praise for Harry Kane, both on and off the field.
Kane is a brilliant leader because he scores goals, because he's a good ambassador for the English game. He keeps his nose clean. He only gets in the newspapers for the right reasons, for headlines on the back pages, not the front. He's made the most of his career. You wouldn't necessarily look at him and say he's as talented as Lionel Messi, but he's made the most of his talent. He's learned, all his experience goes into the way he plays the game. He's deceptively fast. He's strong. He's good in the air and can score goals from both feet. And he's proved that by testing himself and pushing himself and leaving the comfort of the English game in the Premier League with Tottenham, who are underachievers, and going to, the Bundesliga giants that are Bayern Munich and winning titles with them.
He says Kane is now delivering on the biggest stage of all, the World Cup. So I also asked him about Thomas Tuchel's squad selections, including leaving out players like Harry Maguire and Trent Alexander-Arnold, and whether this was similar to some of the calls made by Australia's coach Tony Popovic.
Every manager or coach at the World Cup is under a huge spotlight. But yes, you could point to Australia's Tony Popovic and England's German coach Thomas Tuchel as being two that are under particular scrutiny. Popovic, I guess, because he took a squad that was playing under Graham Arnold and did so well in Qatar 2022 and, yes, rescued their qualifying campaign, but also has had to take some risks with his selection. And Nestor Iheanacho was certainly the perfect example of that. And in the same way for England, Thomas Tuchel got a lot of criticism for the squad he picked for the World Cup.
Now, Alex Thomas says if England had stumbled today, the pressure on Tuchel would have been huge. But in the end, his decisions paid off, even if it really wasn't what many people saw coming. Here's Thomas Tuchel after the match.
I think we were too passive after we scored. We already straight away the feeling, we have something to lose. Then we went backwards, which is absolutely not our character. They punished us twice. But I love the reaction. It was good. It's always about the reaction. Mistakes happen. You play against a good opponent, so the reaction was excellent.
And so Alex Thomas tells me for a team like England, who so often struggle under the weight of expectation in opening games, this result really matters. And just to put it in perspective, he says a 4-2 win over Croatia offers a bit of a redemption too, after that 2018 semi-final loss against the same country. And finally, Ghana's Caleb Urenki delivered one of the moments of the day, scoring a stoppage time winner to beat Panama 1-0. And in that same game, his teammate Otuan Semenyo picked up the man of the match honour. So my SBS colleague who was on the ground sent these colourful scenes from Sydney's Ghana watch party in Parramatta. What a vibe. Uzbekistan against Colombia have just finished their match with a Colombia win as I'm recording this, 3-1. And you can catch the latest on that at SBS On Demand. And for tomorrow, you can watch the latest on Czech Republic playing again, and this time against South Africa, Switzerland versus Bosnia, Canada and Qatar, as well as Mexico and South Korea. I'll be back with you again on Saturday for the matches, including Australia's game against the USA. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. And for your latest World Cup news, check out SBS News headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.